Chris, not the most inspiring of games. You must be disappointed after that one.
Yeah, we are, but the game panned out as we thought it was going to go. You know, lots of balls in our box, and you know, we set up for that. We've worked on it all week, and you know, it's no secret how they play. But you know, I thought first half an hour we coped with it well, not knowing it real problems, and then we the last 15 minutes of the first half and the first 15 minutes of the second half we were poor, and you know, we've allowed them to dominate us, and then after that we responded quite well after the goal, and you know, we got into some good areas, but our quality was poor. And you know, when you play the teams at the top, you don't get many chances. And the ones you do, and we had a couple of ones early on, and the ones you do, you have to take them. And they've done that. They've took their chance. And, you know, we were found wanting in the last third.
So, as you said then, fine margins. You had that terrific chance early on with Tom Goodwin. From then on, there wasn't a lot of clear-cut chances. But you're pleased with the way your side defended throughout the game?
Yeah, for large parts, yeah. But I think, you know, we need, there's things we need to improve on, and you know, the ball's gone back into midfield for their goals, no pressure, and then their centre forwards are marked. You know, that can't happen. That can't happen. That naivety, that immaturity it can't happen if we want to do well this year. And you know, we're being, you know, hard on the players after the game, because you know, it's a game that, you know, it's probably got 0-0 written all over it, and we've ended up losing it because, you know, we haven't defended well. And then when we've responded with a little bit of effort, but you know, we haven't had any quality in the last third.
You made one change going into the game. Was that in mind for Bangor on Wednesday night? Another tough test after their terrific result yesterday.
Well, no, I think, you know, the team that we've got, the squad that we've got, sorry, you know, we've got you know, Ross Stevens who'll come back in on Wednesday. You know, probably miss someone like Ross today, but who's got that little bit of quality to unlock, you know, defences. And you know, we've got Luke to come back in as well. So, you know, we're picking sides now for certain, with games in mind. You know, we left Alex out today and brought AJ in, just purely because of the, you know, the attributes that AJ can bring to the team. You know, Wednesday it could be some more changes. It probably will be. It'll have to be, because we've got a tough schedule now. I think before today, 5 games in 13 days. So you know, the games are coming thick and fast, and we'll need all the squad. But you know, the players know that, you know, last week we were very good in the last third and scored 4 goals and deservedly won the game. And today, you know, we weren't good in the last third and we haven't scored. And you know, that's the disappointing thing.
As we said, looking forward to Bangor now on Wednesday night. Bit of an unknown quantity to the league with Andy Legg coming in. Another tough test for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, new manager. You know, they've made a decent start. They've got lots of new players as well, so you know, we'll go up there again. You know, we'll know how they're going to play, and we'll set up and prepare for that. And hopefully, you know, we need to respond well now. You know, the best thing about losing in football is you want a game straight away, and we've got a game in 3 days. So, you know, we'll go up to Bangor and make sure that we perform well. And to be fair, you can't knock the players for their effort and commitment, but we want more than that this year. You know, and so, you know, we'll go up to Bangor and we'll give a good account of ourselves. And, you know, if we play with quality in the last third, we've got a chance.